Welcome to Holding Center, a podcast created to help you own and hold center stage, not only on show day, but also in your life. I'm your host, Ashley Markham, owner of Myo Strength, and joined with me is my co-host, Ashley Spoker, owner of B&B Fit. Let's hold center.
I'm exhausted today, dude. Like, so I'm like so burnt from my training yesterday, and it was an upper body day. So I don't know like what the fuck happened, because usually like I can tell like my CNS is fried. I don't know. Like, I mean, I'm sure you're probably there, but like when you become more of like a mature athlete, like, can you tell the difference between like total like CNS being run down versus like just your body being run down? Like,
oh, dude, I'm like a fucking bitch when my CNS is fried. Like, I get so frustrated, so quick to anger, because I can't fucking think. Like, the brain fog is so real, where I'll be like looking at the object and being like, fucking shit, the shit ass air. And I get frustrated with Eric, because I'm like expecting him to read my mind. I'm like, yeah, the fucking shit ass. But it's like
the shit ass. Yeah, that's me today. Like, and like during, I'm like trying to work through like client check-ins, and I'm just like, I sound like a dumbass, because I'm like, did I just say, I'm like, I don't know if I already said that. I'm sorry. I feel bad. Like, my brain is just not there. And I drink decaf coffee, so that's not fucking helping whatsoever. Not that caffeine would help me, but essentially I just need some fucking sleep, you know?
Sleep and like time away to recover and stuff. Yeah.
I know. I haven't had a day off in like 16 days, so I'm really hurting for it.
Yeah. And that also like eats into your recovery too. Like, a lot of people like don't realize, they're like, oh, like, how can I best recover? Like, do I need to do cold plunge? Do I need to do infrared sauna? And it's like, that's like Chris Bumstead level, and you're like scraping the basement. You know what I'm saying? Like, Chris Bumstead's up in heaven, and you're like in the depths of hell. Like, we don't need to be worrying about fucking like recovery sleeves or infrared sauna or cold plunge therapy or like whatever the fuck. Like, we need to focus on sleep. We need to make sure that you're recovering from your training, which has to deal with like intensity and volume markers. And we also need to look at what else you're doing in your life. Like, that matters too. And that adds up. And especially because like you're a mom, like you got some shit going on in the background. You got your nursing job, you got your coaching job. Like, that's a fucking lot on your brain. And then also, like, I know you and Mark are like ramping up your training volume. Like, that is asking a lot of you right now. And it's like, if you need to pull back, pull back.
I know, it was like so funny you say that. Like, one, I was like, I'm about to ask Mark, like, I'm taking this week off from training, because I'm just like burnt out. But it's funny, because so last night I got up to pump in the middle of the night, and that's typically what I've been doing for the last 9 months. I used
if
to
you're
do
new to the podcast, she means pumping her titties, not like doing a muscle pump.
Right, like in the middle of the night. No. So yes, I'm a mom. I have a 9-month-old, and I'm breastfeeding. So I used to get up and like pump like 3 times throughout the night, and now like I'm down to like 1, but probably so. Last night was the first time I did it in the last 3 days. And I think that's also why, like, I'm kind of fried, because like Sunday I woke up, because Saturday I didn't wake up to pump. So yesterday I woke up and like, I was like, oh my God, I feel like $1 million. And then like, that's probably why when I trained, I could like train like a goddamn fucking maniac.
Yeah.
So then now I'm like, oh man, like I didn't sleep well last night. Like, this sucks. But yeah, it's like, where else can I kind of like pull back? So it's like, it's probably gonna be like my training, even though like I don't want it to be, but like right now with everything I have going on, like I can't just call off my nursing job, I can't just not show up for my clients.
You can't just like throw away your kid. Like, yeah, you have to like do what's
That's like real wrong, apparently. It's real frowned upon just to like leave your kid somewhere and like not take care of it. Like, yeah, you could go to jail for that. So like, that's probably not an option either. But yeah, so I don't know. I got to work on recovery. And like, for me, I'm like, oh man, I was like telling Alex, I was like, I was like, I need better nutrition. And he's like, for what? I'm like, cause I need to recover better. And he's like, you pretty much eat all whole foods. Like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I know, but I just feel like my nutrition could be better. So like, I was eating like peanut butter, and I was like, I'm just going to switch to like Brazil nuts this week. I'm like, that's going to make, I mean, the world of a difference. It's not
why you suck at bodybuilding, because you're eating peanut butter instead of Brazil nuts. Boom.
Yeah, I was like, okay. Well, then I was like, you know what? Like, it's gonna be better for my thyroid, anyways, my selenium intake.
Dude, let me tell you though. So I had a little bit of peanut butter left over from when I made Eric Buckeye brownies, and so I did like really, really fudgy brownies, and then I did like a Buckeye filling, which is just essentially like peanut butter fudge, and then I did like a chocolate just like drizzle over it to like solidify it, so it's like a brownie. But I have leftover peanut butter, and I haven't had like nut butter in like months because I was just like wasn't feeling it because I'm like into like nuts, like pumpkin seeds or Brazil nuts or avocados or like fattier proteins. That's just like my jam right now. But yesterday I made fucking a 93.7 beef bowl with rice, honey, peanut butter, and it slapped titties. And I had such a good workout. So I'm having that tomorrow until I run out of beef and peanut butter.
Dude, I love that.
Can I tell you the meal of the week that I've also been fucking with? I've been eating so good lately, and I don't even eat just like Whole Foods because like duh. Right at this point, it's like everyone knows I eat really, really weird. But like my third meal is like mostly keto. Like my third and fourth meal are like higher in fats, higher in protein, lower in carbs, because I try to shuttle as much carbs as my fucking pancreas will let me without ODing on exogenous insulin. And so I had salmon with some spinach. I got Brussels sprouts on the menu. I will top that with goat cheese, some broccoli sprouts, some tomatoes, pumpkin seeds, and some salt. And it's like this little like grain bowl, because I also have like from Whole Foods, they have these little like individual rice packets that have like rice, wheat berries, some other like random ass grains that I'm not gonna like individual guys. I'm not gonna buy fucking rice, wheat berries, lentils, and then make my own. Like I don't have time for that. So
Wait,
like,
what is this called? I need to Google it. It's from Whole Foods.
yeah, so they have like the 7 grain like little rice packet. They have like a variety where it's like a
Seven.
7 grain lentil brown rice thingy, but like it has olive oil in it. But I don't mind olive oil, but like fuck canola oil and like other corn oil and shit like that. But olive oil is fine. So it's like I make like a little grain bowl that would cost like fucking $22 at like a Charleston bougie cafe, but it cost me like seven, and I enjoy it, and it's really tasty, and it's very colorful.
Yeah, you're gonna have to send me it. I can't find it. The 7-layer bean dip from Whole Foods came up,
Not
so
quite, but that actually doesn't sound bad.
yeah, so I'll have to look at that, but I'm glad you're enjoying that. Yeah, I was thinking, dude, I am so bad with like diversity. It's horrible. And I think it came from my gut health phase because I ate the same meals for like 10 months, which is probably not the best either in a gut health phase. But yeah, so like this week I was like, oh man, like maybe I should have some broccoli instead of like green beans because I've been eating green beans for like 3 weeks straight as like my vegetable with my meal three. And I was like, okay, we'll switch to broccoli. And like, I'm not happy about it because then I have to like actually go into my fucking FitnessPal and figure out how many grams of broccoli I need. It's like such a nuance onto
I
me,
mean,
but
it's like a gram. It's like a gram of carb difference.
I know, but I gotta know. I gotta fucking know, you
Has to
know? But that, in my mind, that is, you know, essentially what makes me a great bodybuilder and why we continue to see progress. And that's kind of like what we're talking about today is
Because you're
why.
tracking broccoli over green beans.
No, it's just like why, like, I, you know, why people continue to make progress. Like, some athletes continue to make progress and some fucking don't. Like, I mean, there's a lot out there. I was actually, this is funny. I do this often. Like when I see someone that competes, I go back on their Instagram page and I'll see what they look like before if they don't do like a side by side relatively. And I'm just like, you know what? I want to know why. I want to know why you either A, look the same, or B, you actually did get better, you know?
Yeah, for me, like the why, like honestly, like when I like was typing up the notes for today's podcast, I was like, where did I fuck up? Where were like the 4 or 5 major areas where like I fucked up and didn't make progress? And I'm like, boom, these are like the 4 areas where I personally was like calling myself out. So I feel like this is a really good list to talk everything over. And like number one reason why you're not making progress as a physique athlete is because you overthink everything. Like you overthink your training. What's better, a barbell squat, a Smith machine squat, power squat? You overthink what's best: zucchini, green beans, broccoli, grapes, Like, you overthink grapes, man, grapes, just fucking overthinking grapes. But like, you're overthinking your cardio, how much, your steps, how much, what's the rate of progress, what's an acceptable, like, you literally ask so many fucking questions and you never do. You never do anything. You just get stuck in question limbo. And I did that consistently, even when I had a coach. I like just could not stop overthinking. And I didn't make as good of progress as I could have, or at least as I had now when I've hired Austin. And I just let him drive. Like, it's his world. I'm just living in it. I'm just executing, you know, I'm just, you know, executing more, being less emotional and just like having fun.
Yeah, because I know he, like, for a while there, though, like, so my question for you is, like, about the training. Like, you were doing your training for a while there. Is it different now? Do you feel like you're progressing better because he took over that? And it's not as, I guess, mentally draining for you?
I would say yes and no. Like, it's hard right now just because I have, like, a little bit of an injury that I'm, like, mostly clear from. But, like, yes, I am making progress. I'm making progress in the gym. I'm beating the logbook. I'm getting stronger. And most importantly, I'm even thinking less about my training in terms of execution. Like, once you have your setup, stop fucking with it. Stop mm-hmm. overthinking it. Like, once your coach is like, hey, this is a good setup, now it's time to add reps and sets. Like, don't change the tempo. Don't change your foot placement. Don't change the exercise. Don't change a thing. Once you have your setup, stay locked in and start to beat the logbook. Start to progressively overload the muscle tissue so you actually get that mechanical tension so you can grow. Because, like, that was my thing too, is I overthought everything.
Mm-hmm. I think, like, this can go both ways. Like, you're either overthinking everything or you're, like, unaware, and that's why you don't make progress. Like, you said you were asking a lot of questions, but they might not have been, like, the right questions. But I think also too, there's a lot of, like, athletes out there, even myself, that just, like, don't know, like, are unaware of, like, hey, like, for an example would be like just eating whatever meal whenever you want, like not lining up like a higher carb meal before training and things like that. And then just like not asking, like, you know what I'm saying? Like not asking the questions that are actually going to benefit you. But then also too, like you said, like not getting so hyper fixated on it to the point where it's like detrimental. It's like, and like, so I guess what I mean is like, okay, you need to eat this meal mm-hmm. before you train because that's smart. But I don't need you being like, oh my God, I have to eat it at like 71 minutes before my foot hits the treadmill. Like whether you eat it at like 60 minutes or 90 minutes, like sure, digestion rate's going to depend on each person, the level of leanness that you're at as well. But like in the grand scheme of things, just get that meal in before, digest, feel ready, feel fueled, go and train. It doesn't have to be so hyper-focused to the point where it's like, well, what exactly, like what time? Just enough time to digest and have it fuel. Not to the point where it's like, oh my God, if I don't eat it now, then my whole workout's going to get shitty and then I won't make any gains. And it's like, it's not that extensive
yep.
if it's going to cause more harm than good.
Mm-hmm. There's a difference and there's like also a spectrum, right? There's mm-hmm. on one end, there is thoughtlessness where you have like, you know, the Taylor Swift got nothing in my brain and you're just like vibing mm-hmm. and you're yeah. just like off in La La Land versus like you are like in your own hell because you cannot stop hyperfixating. And in the middle is where you want to ride. You want to ride that midline. You want to just be chill to where it's like, yes, you're being intentional. You're putting thought and care and passion and drive into your training, into your execution, but not to the point where, like, for crying out loud, you were having such rigidity with your execution that you feel like a prisoner, you feel like a robot, and it is no longer fun. You start to grow resentful. You start to feel like you're burning out. Like, there is a Goldilocks there, and you have to find that for yourself, which I feel like is a good segue into being impatient, right? Because people want right now. They want that quick mm-hmm. fix. They want that hack. They want, you know, to look like the IFBB pro in like a matter of months or even a couple of years, not understanding that these things take time, whether it's muscle growth, especially muscle growth or fat loss or whatever, like whatever your goal is, it could be something like on the physique realm of bodybuilding to grow muscle, to have better delts, better glutes, or it could even be on the gym pop. I want a better relationship with my, you know, my body, my food or whatever. These are ongoing works of progress. It's not like you're going to wake up after committing to change, not even changing with your actions, and boom, you have the result. Like, people are too damn impatient and they're unwilling to work on things that just take a really long time to work on. Like they view it as, instead of doing it like a status bar, like a work in progress type of thing, they're like 0 to 100, black and white, boom, either I have it or I don't. And it's like, goddamn, like slow down, be patient, be grateful.
I think people underestimate like how long it really does take to become a mature athlete. And it doesn't just go into like the actual physical component of it, like building muscle, that takes time, especially the longer you get into your journey. Like, do you remember like when like newbie gains? Like, I wish that was like always a fucking thing. Like, dude, yeah. I got so jacked like when I first started training, and now it's slow. But yeah, but like also to like the mindset and the consistency, like that takes time too. Like, I think about like each time something happens in my life, like, okay, each time, like I would have went on a vacation, like the first time as a brand new athlete, like, okay, that didn't go as well as I planned. The second time, better. Third time, better. Now, like I go on vacation, I don't even miss a fucking beat with like hitting protocols if I wanted to. And that was the plan for me, you know? So I think it takes time to also like groom that and your mindset in an athlete. And I feel like a lot of people will fall short, like you said, because it's always like, let's go, let's go, let's go. And because I think a lot of people also too think bodybuilding is like an on off switch. Like you said, like it's all or nothing, but like to the point for these people, and you can tell in their physique, you can tell in their lifestyle, is it's like, okay, well, I'm gonna do a bodybuilding contest. Okay, well, I want to do the one next fall, so I'll start prep in June. But January to June, I don't have to do anything. I'm just gonna go in the gym, not follow plan, just kind of do whatever. And then because you're rushing that progress as well. So it's like, you're not getting any better as a physique athlete because you've just wasted the first 6 months of the fucking year doing God knows what. But then all of a sudden you want to rush and do a bodybuilding competition in 14 weeks. Like, this has to be an adapted lifestyle. And if you don't, you're selling yourself short and you're essentially being a shitty athlete, if you ask me, because like this does require life changes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's like a shitty athlete, but also you could also be like a shitty person, because when you're impatient, you're like always in a bad mood, right? Because you're like, I want it now. And you get frustrated, and you get frustrated with yourself. You get frustrated with other people. Like, it takes time for good things to be built. Like, I think the two adages that come to mind are like, Rome wasn't built in a day. Correct. It wasn't. But it took time. It took consistency. It took a plan. And it took focus. And then my other favorite one is like, well, it's not going to happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. When you want Z and you're starting at A, you're not going to go to bed and wake up and have C. But growth does happen overnight, right? The reset button is hit. You sleep, you grow, you get better, like hormones reset, whatever. And then you wake up, you have the ability to again execute your programming, to try again if you fell short. Like, you were provided opportunity when you sleep and reset. You were given the opportunity to refocus and get after it. And I feel like people are so impatient that they view that ability to grow and get better, and they take it for granted, which is why, again, it goes back to being impatient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think patience is very hard, and especially in our society right now, because we have so many things that happen so quickly, and like we rely on that like dopamine hit of like instant gratification.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, think about it. Like, if you go onto a website and it doesn't load right away, you're like, fuck this. And then you go to the next one. Like, you know,
or like you pull it up on your phone.
Yeah, all the time, dude. I mean, I'm impatient when it comes to shit like that, because I just like don't have the time. Right. But that's like another story. But yeah, I think it's just like, we're so used to the immediate than now, and we just like don't have like that whole mindset of like good things take time, like, you know. And that's really hard when you're so used to always being like, I want now, I want more. Mm-hmm. And then that kind of bleeds into the fact too of like, a lot of people will be like, okay, well, I can just take a shortcut, I can just run around. Like, perfect example is the, oh my god, CNS is fried, what's the weight loss diabetes?
Ozempic, is that what you're talking
yeah.
about?
Yeah,
the Ozempic person. Yep,
let's do that. I mean, you can even say people who use, I mean, athletes who use PEDs, who are not responsible when they use PEDs. They didn't, you know, have the right mindset or the right, I mean, you have to be mature to honestly start using PEDs, if you ask me.
That was me, dog. Like, call me out. That was me.
like, if you're not hitting your nutrition, you're not hitting your protocols, and it's like, okay, well, like, what shortcut can I take? Okay, well, I'm going to use PEDs. Sure, you'll probably grow to some point, but like, also too, like, what, like, is it going to be worth it when you're driving high numbers, you're ruining your health? Like, it's like, you could have just been patient, taking the time that you needed, because if you do go those routes, your body will burn out at some point because you are pushing the fucking envelope. And if there's one thing that we know, Ash and I and some of our other athletes that work, is like, if you love this sport this much, you need longevity in it. And by jamming that shit, you're going to, one, mentally burn yourself out. Two, your body's not going to be responsive each time you do it again and again and again and again. So you're burning the candle or the stick, or however you want to look at both fucking ends, and you're failing. You're sucking. You're not getting any better. You're not learning. You're not enjoying the process. Like, you look like shit each time. I'm sorry, but like, you do. So, and you can see it. I mean, you can see it when people take 6 months off seasons, and unless you're a goddamn fucking pro and you've already built the stuff and you are fine. I mean, is health fine? I don't know. But essentially, like, you cannot progress that much in a 6 month off season. But you're so goddamn impatient to get back on stage that you've barely even reversed, barely even made any fucking gains. I don't care who you say you are when you're like, I just spent 6 months growing. I grew so much. That's fat and water that you didn't have while you were dick skip lean and prep. It's not, maybe I'll give you like a little bit of muscle tissue built, but still, it's not that much.
Yep. It's not as much as you likely need, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And then, like, the other thing that goes along with this, which is like our next one, is like being like inconsistent. Like, this is why you're not progressing at all. And that goes back to the story I just said about, like, I'm going to take the first 6 months of the year off and just dick around, and you're not being consistent with your meals, your plan, your programming, your, for me, I'm going to call myself out here. Like, one thing that I struggle with, and this is why I don't see the amount of progress that I think I should be seeing, which again is my perception of how much I should be seeing, but inconsistent. And it goes with my lifestyle right now, just having a kid, but like in the gym, and I'm not saying like inconsistent with showing up, but inconsistent with intensity and execution. That is where I fall. And that's where a lot of my lack of progress stems from, is training for me. Like, there are just days where I'm just like not having it. I don't have the intensity. I like mentally tap out before physically I tap out, and I'm highly aware of it. But that's like why I don't see the progress at the rate that I would have hoped or would like to, because I'm not inconsistent when it comes to showing up every day, busting my balls in the gym. Like, yesterday I trained hard as fuck. But the last three lifts for that upper body day, I was like, wow, I was really selling myself fucking short, dude.
And it's not even being inconsistent, like, with everything, because obviously that's a big problem too. It's like, you're just being inconsistent with literally everything. Like, you're quite literally fucking off. But like, being inconsistent from day to day, week to week, month to month, but also being inconsistent with all your variables, right? It's not like, oh, like, this week I was really good with my nutrition, but I fucked off with sleep. I didn't drink my water. Like, that adds up too, and not in a positive way. Like, when we talk about being inconsistent, it's with all your variables that you can control. So your meals, your meal timing, your gym, your intensity, your water, your sleep, your recovery, other variables that I feel like, quote unquote, get slept on. Your ability to socialize, your fun. Like, again, when it comes to the idea of burning out, like, bodybuilders will do like 95% bodybuilding in the off season and have like very little wiggle room for fun and social events. And that was also a big area where I fucked up, where, congrats, we were consistent for 4 months at 95%. And then I fucking hated everything, including myself. That does not get results. It might get like mediocre response for 4 months, but then if I have to take fucking 4 months off to recharge my batteries and essentially dig myself out of the hole that I put myself in, that's wasted time. So being inconsistent with your personhood, being inconsistent as a bodybuilder, that wastes time. which again perpetuates being impatient. Because if you're wasting time being inconsistent, you're likely going to be even more impatient because you're not seeing the progress that you think you should be seeing.
I agree. And like, it's so funny when you said you brought up sleep, because I think about that all the time. Like, people are like, yeah, I slept okay, but like, you're sucking as an athlete. I keep bringing that up. That's just the line. That's going to be the title. Because you like, suck. you're not going to bed at the same time every day, waking up at the same time. Like, that matters. That significantly matters. It matters more for bodybuilding and prep too, especially because like, you don't want to base something off of like, oh, I got 7 hours of sleep versus 10 hours of sleep. So me and my little studies that I perform in my own house, there's been times where I've woken up after getting 7 hours of sleep, stepped on the scale, was like, all right, cool. Say I was 140. Went back to bed for another 2.5 hours, woke up 137. Mm-hmm. That's a 3 pound difference. So 137.5, whatever, 2.5 pound difference. So it's like, okay, that's checking in with my coach as a physique athlete, 2.5 pound difference can vastly change the plan, especially when you're in prep, especially when these little tiny details matter significantly. So much can change with that 2 point, and it was all based on sleep. So being consistent in every aspect, off season, in season, wherever you're at, will benefit you in seeing the progress that you want to fucking see.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sure there's going to be a question of, well, if we're having issues with inconsistency, what are the most important variables? Because even Eric likes to challenge me and kind of poke the bear. He's like, what are the three areas I should focus on? And I'm like, and I get so frustrated because like the idea of assessing importance in tiers, I feel like you're missing the point because obviously sleep's important. But like, mm-hmm. if you're just being a fucking bear and hibernating, but you're not training, you're not eating, you're not going to grow. Conversely, if you are, you know, training really hard, but you know, you're fucking with your nutrition and you're not sleeping, you're not going to grow. Well, if you're eating big and eating good, but your training is dog shit and your sleep is dog shit, you're not going to grow. Like, we're missing the point here, trying to itemize and do a tier list of what are most important, because yes, you could also make the argument, well, if they're all important, then none of them are important, but like, they all matter, right? Mm-hmm. If your goal is to put on the most amount of muscle naturally or enhanced, if your goal is to get as lean as your division dictates in a respectable time period, so you're not spinning your wheels and wasting time, you need to have your variables and your ducks in a row. Get them in a row. Put your poop in a group. It'll be okay.
Right. No, yeah, I agree. I was just like trying to think of like a scenario that like, or I guess an example of like, they all matter to a point, but not as much as, you know, our first point of like overthinking everything, right? Because it's like, oh, like which one should I focus on? Which one should I not? And I think it's hard to determine like which one's going to be like more beneficial for you. Like I said, like I'm tired as fuck this week. Sure, I'm trying to grow. Where do I need to grow? Like training, that's going to work, but I'm not sleeping. So like, what's the fucking point of training? Not what the fucking point, but like, it's like, if I'm not sleeping, I'm not growing either. Like you just said, you know, I was like trying to put it into like a scenario. And like, this is like how my mind's like not functioning today. Like say you're like going out and you're putting on your outfit to go out. It's like, okay, well, like you have this outfit. Say you're trying to meet like your future fucking husband. Let's give this scenario here. All right, well, you're going to need a shirt, you're going to need pants, and you're going to need shoes. That's probably your biggest thing.
Skip the middleman. Just go nude. Just
right. I put mean, it all honestly, at this point, I wouldn't even be surprised with our, like, generation. But, yeah, so, like, I guess those would be, like, the big things, right? But, like, you really, really want to meet your husband tonight. You want to have a good time. You want to go home with this guy, like, whatever it is. So what's going to make it a little bit better? Oh, maybe like a nice pair of earrings, maybe really curling your hair and a nice shade of lipstick. So it's like for all of that to come together, you need all of those little things. But like also too, like, do you think you could still meet your husband without wearing really nice lipstick? Absolutely. But your probability of you having like your choice of guy at the bar because you look a lot better is going to depend on that, right? So it's like, oh yeah, like I can, how can I one up it? How can I get a little bit better? And then it's all going to come together. But it's like, in the grand scheme of things, like, sure. Is the lipstick going to make or break the look? No. But is it going to be in your favor to promote a better outcome? Absolutely. You know? So hopefully like that kind of like makes sense. I don't know if it does, but it's just
you're talking about what are the fundamentals to create a solid base? Because like, obviously, I mean, you could make the argument. I mean, if you went to a bar fucking topless, you're going to turn heads. You know what I'm saying? So even if you have your whore red lipstick on, but your titties are fucking out, like, you're probably going to make more impact. But I get what you're saying. You're like, listen, there are steps and priorities when it comes to your health and fitness goals, right? There are fundamentals that create the base, that create your foundation to where you will be successful. But if your foundation is fucking sand and you're trying to build a multi-billion dollar conglomerate corporation on top, guess what? Like, fucking, you're going to hit a tropical storm like we're about to have right now in the Carolinas, and it's going to be blown to fucking shit. But you build that on like a strong foundation. You put in some like earthquake markers, some fucking hurricane markers, preventions. You get your sand around the building, so therefore when the winds and the waters comes, you have that extra protection. Your fucking building's going to be fine. So it's learning to prioritize what matters most. And again, making it a priority. Because if it's not a priority, it ain't going to happen. It's not going to make the schedule. It's not going to make the planner. And it certainly isn't going to be reproduced in your actions. And I think another big thing where, when it comes to priorities and wasting time, is the fact that we say we don't have enough time. We don't have enough free time to do all of these other things. Bruh, show me your data usage on your phone. Show me your screen time. And mm-hmm. how much of that time are you comparing your programming, your physique, your car, your marriage, your life to so-and-so on Instagram or Facebook, or I don't know, what other fucking shit is there now in the World Wide Web? Is there anything else? Am I saying anything?
No.
Tumblr? Do people still use Tumblr?
What was before TikTok? Vine?
Oh, bro, fucking Vine slapped.
Yeah, do it.
Vine and Yik Yak. Yik Yak was big in college. I loved Yik Yak because you always get to find out tea.
I don't know. Was Yik Yak like Reddit? I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, Yik Yak was like, I don't even know how to describe Yik Yak. It was like almost like a, not even a forum, but like you could post random shit on Yik Yak and it could get like upvoted or downvoted. So like kind of like Reddit, but like it was based on location too. So like it was big at university. Like at Ohio University, because you know, you could be talking shit about a professor and like, you know, you get a lot of upvotes and people are like, oh yeah, fuck that professor, yada, 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 yada. Or, you know, if a dining hall was like serving something really delicious, it'd be like, oh, like Shively's serving this. And people are like, oh, it was slap titties today or whatever. But I don't know. I digress.
That's like interesting though. Like, I'm just like not familiar with that at all, but it sounds like it would be dope. It's like a way of communicating.
Dude, I loved it. Yik Yak and TikTok were like, or not TikTok, fuck TikTok, Yik Yak and Vine.
Vine, yeah, Vine was fun. I think, yeah, like, I think a lot of people just get trapped in that comparison game, and that's just, like, something that's, like, always been going on. Like, for me, I really got away from, like, because I took, like, probably, like, 3 years off of social media and worked really hard on the comparison game and, like, kind of just put myself in a bubble. But, like, for me, the biggest comparison is, like, myself, which isn't natural, like, actually like a bad thing, but like perfect example right now, and it's really pissing me off, and this is actually working in my favor because I'm the same weight that I was like before my last prep. And I have lost so much muscle, obviously, with going through like a Hashimoto's health phase and then obviously pregnancy. So it's like really pissing me off because it's the fact that I'm like, oh my god, I'm not as quote unquote good as I used to be. And my goal is to get back on stage and look better than I was. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, damn, like I look the same, or I'm the same weight. I don't have as much muscle density as I did before. And I didn't like my outcome.
Dude, show me pictures. I want to see. I want to see if like you're like just being a dick or if these are actual factual. Then again, they might be factual. You might show me the photos and be like, oh yeah, I see what you mean. But like, I got to know. I got to see. That's to see.
So balance wise, I'm a lot better. Upper to lower. But as far as like, you'll definitely notice it in my, come on.
God, your fucking giraffe status and your fucking bow leg need. I swear to God, you have rickets. Like, you have someone that knows to rickets.
Why is this one not? Yeah, I can't really help. That's my genetics. But
that's impressive.
Yeah, so it's just like kind of annoying because I was trying to see if I have one in heels, actually. That'd be a little bit
You got
better.
some monster fucking arms from this
That's
angle.
what I'm saying. Like, my delts have really gone down, and I'm not real happy about that, if I'm being honest. So it's, yeah, like I weigh the same. Like, I was like 136 this morning. I was like 134 in those photos that I showed you.
Yeah.
But like, upper body is just definitely not where it was. And I feel like just like muscle maturity is not there. I don't know if it's like because I have a lot more inflammation. I mean, I know I do. But it's very interesting to me. So like for me, it's like frustrating because it's like I have been wanting to obviously work and build. Oh, here's some in heels. To build a better physique, and that's just like not ideal. And I know me and you've talked about it like a bunch of times about oh yeah, compare yourself at the same weight, you know, because there were times where like I wasn't doing that, and like now here we are on the same weight. So yeah, literally the same weight here. I think a lot of it is my upper body because like my
Yeah, you
lower.
almost like are having like a figure fucking stance with your upper body there.
Yeah, that's because I've never hired a posing
With that
coach.
arm.
So.
Yeah. I'm gonna show you like my, because I'm the same weight that I was when I started, and peep that fucking Victoria's Secret sexy.
But like yours is like so different. I feel like your transformation is like vastly different. You know what I'm saying? You know
Well,
what I'm saying?
one, I used to be a fucking fat fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, I used to be morbidly obese. So it's like, it's just the starting point was so vastly different versus like, you know, yes, I was an athlete, but like I was a fat athlete versus you were like a sexy soccer chick. So it's like starting points are different. Genetics are different. Like you have a child. I do not. Like I am enhanced. You are natural. So again, like even if we compare our physiques, it is so unfair because how we got them were so vastly different. But instead, it's important to focus on the fact that we get to love on and encourage one another in our different journeys. And I think that is more important because it helps to move the ship forward rather than, you know, dropping anchor and just dragging it through the fucking floor.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't really give a fuck about anybody else. I know that sounds like really harsh, but like, as far as like other people's like physique and like comparing mine to them, I don't care. I don't even care for the same fucking height in the same fucking class. Like you said, like my genetics are so fucking weird. So it's like I can't. There's not a goddamn person I could even compare to because my torso is 1,000 fucking feet long and my knees
Your
are fucked.
giraffe.
So it's like for me to even be able to remotely compare, it's like it doesn't in my mind. It doesn't exist for what I have going on. Like, sure, there's like, oh yeah, that girl shredded, I'm shredded like on show day, but like we still look so different. I mean, you can even take into consideration like the muscle insertions, like where they're at on your body. Like, I wish my fucking glutes inserted like at the back of my fucking knees. Like, I wish, you know what? I love girls that have them
Yeah.
long fucking glutes, man. Oh, I'm so fucking jealous. But like, I mean, you look at my back, like my lat insertions. I don't like they're literally just right underneath my delt. Like there's nothing to it. Like it's retarded. I hate training them. But yeah, so like for me, like comparison is like I'm stuck comparing to my old self, and like then I'm trying to like drive that in the gym. So it is like benefiting me in a way, but like also too, it's like, am I spending too much time comparing myself that it's like harmful to my own progress? You know, and I'm sure the fuck it is because like I mean, you just saw my photos and it's like my shape is different.
Yeah.
Obviously, like my glutes are better, but I also can tell like upper body's not there and the level of leanness. It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, your shape is different, but your life is different too. So it's like, I think it's really important instead of like comparing in a way, like if you're going to compare, you better be comparing every little aspect. Like, okay, compare your life to the photos that you sent me. How is it different than your life now? Drastically, right? So therefore, where you were at in your life and the physique that it produced is going to be different than the life that you have now. So if you're going to compare, you can't cherry pick to fit your narrative, to pick at yourself, to be mean to yourself, or even to like blow smoke up your ass. Because if you're going to compare, compare honestly. But at the end of the day, like I would rather celebrate the fact that you have come so far in terms of your mental health, your Hashimoto's, your life, your career. For me, comparing the fact that I used to be morbidly obese and had high blood pressure and, you know, was at risk for type 2 diabetes and couldn't tie my shoe without getting winded. You know what I'm saying? Versus now, it's like I can walk up a flight of stairs and like not feel like I, you know, moved to Colorado and the air's thinner. Like that is a huge accomplishment for me. And like the fact that we continue to improve our health, improve our physiques, improve our lives despite life's obstacles and circumstances, that is much more powerful and much more profound and, you know, much more beneficial for your mental health and your long-term progress than comparing, you know, previous lives or other people too.
I just thought of something else about like why you're not making progress in your like physique, since that's kind of our topic here. But essentially I feel like sometimes like people just like aren't making the progress they want to make, and it goes along kind of like with everything like we've been saying with like overthinking, like comparing your programming or even your life or where you're at, inconsistent impatience. And I think a big part of it too is people don't like to feel uncomfortable, and this is an uncomfortable journey. As much as we love it, it is hard. I mean, like for me, like Mark lowered my carbs for like th 3 days of the week that I'm not training, and I've been a bitch about it because I've been fucking hungry, and it's like that's uncomfortable, and I'm like I don't want to fucking do this. But that's just me being like dramatic because I am. But it's like there's a difference. Like you will not see progress if you're staying on the same plan over and over and over because you fear the challenges, the difficultness, the uncomfortableness. And it's like, okay, well, you're not going to progress if you're just staying in fucking limbo. And you're like, oh, well, I don't want to do that because it's scary. Well, yeah, it's scary, but how are you going to get better? Like, oh, well, you know, it just is one of those things that people don't like sitting in uncomfortable. And a big part of it, like I think of, is like when you're in prep and you're hungry, like that's an uncomfortable feeling. And people don't want to deal with that. And or in the gym, when you're stopping at rep 10 because, oh, it kind of hurts, but you have four more in the fucking tank. Again, that's uncomfortable. You're selling yourself short. Or everything we talked about, like your body changing, you know, off season when you're pushing weight really hard, that's uncomfortable. Like, so people will stay at a leaner body mass, and it doesn't benefit them. They're not growing as a physique athlete because they're too fucking scared to actually push the limits physically and then mentally and emotionally to get to that point.
I mean, I know I've said this to you, I've said this to myself, I've said this repeatedly, but it's like you want to know uncomfortable, like go to an animal shelter, go to a homeless shelter. Like that's fucking uncomfortable. Go to a rehab clinic. That's uncomfortable. Like those people have much more real problems in terms of like life or death. Versus you're uncomfortable because you can't mentally deal with going from a small to a medium in your off season, or the fact that your tummy's got the hungies when you are paying thousands of dollars to do a contest prep. Like, I get these are problems, but they are manufactured problems. They are problems from someone with a lot of fucking like blessings. And so you can either just ruminate and like go kick stones and be angry. Or you can be like, shit, yeah, this sucks, but I signed up for it and I'm happy. I'm happy that I'm hungry because it means that my body is, you know, in a deficit and it's recognizing these cues. So therefore, I got to keep pushing. Or in the off season, yeah, dude, it's hard pushing 3,000 calories. I'm there. I'm uncomfortable. I hit a new high of 139 today. It's a little bit uncomfortable at times, but you know what? I signed up for this, signed up for it, paying Austin for it, paying a gym membership for it. I have two podcasts for it. My Instagram handle is dedicated to it. It's like this is a suffering of someone very unfortunate, a very fortunate, and it is something that I've chosen. And so if you view yourself as like a victim of your own choosing, bruh, don't do that shit. Like,
Don't do
ash
that,
his face, bruh.
bruh. Nah.
Nah.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is just like mindset stuff, though, too. I mean, like that's kind of like what we're getting at here, but as well, it's just like the daily tasks too. But a lot of it is like how you perceive it and like what your outlook is on it, because it's a slippery slope, and we all know that too. Like if you are a physique athlete or have any type of, you know, goal that you're trying to achieve, it's gonna suck to get there, but it's rewarding to get there.
Yeah, I mean, like anything worth doing should challenge you, right? Because if it's like not challenging you physically or mentally, Like, you're not growing from it, you know? And I'm not saying you need to make every little thing complex and difficult because you got to suffer for the sauce. No, I mean, there is a time and a place to like hunker down and go to work and, you know, not let your emotions or your anxious thoughts get the betterment of you. But like, if you can find joy in the process and joy through the pain, like that speaks very highly of your character. So I'm not saying, like I said, you need to like, you know, look, it's going back to the 7-grain lentil. I'm not going to buy brown rice, lentils, fucking wheat berries. I don't even know where to buy wheat berries, dude.
Yeah. I'm
and make my own blend. No, I'm going to pay a little bit extra from Whole Foods, bougie mother store, and I'm going to get a prepackaged good. And then I'm going to suffer because I'm paying more money, but I'm also saving more time. But I'm having fun because I'm including diversity in my diet, right? So it's like, I'm not saying that, like, you know, you got to like always make things, you got to pick the hardest route to be better, right? Because like some people like get their rocks off on being a martyr. And like, that's not the point either. So mm-hmm. it's like, again, going back to everything, there's a Goldilocks principle. There is a point where push yourself to be uncomfortable so you can grow, but don't just fucking mutilate yourself. Like if you're into BDSM, that's your own thing. But like, as far as bodybuilders, like you don't need to be like bringing out the whips and chains. You know what I'm saying? Like be smart with it.
Oh my God. Yeah. Your mental health will suck if it's just like too much. Like you said, you have to find like that Goldilocks approach, which can be difficult. And again, it takes time to find that. So let's not be so fucking impatient because you got a lot of learning and growing to do in the sport.
Exactly. Exactly. And like, also like, and we'll talk about this next week, because this week obviously is very, very negative of like, hey, this is why you suck. And this is why we used to suck. But your power resides in your ability to recognize shortcomings and say to yourself, let me try again. But mm-hmm. do you have any final thoughts, Ash?
Not only like your shortcomings and recognizing them, but like also taking the feedback that your coach gives you when you're falling short. I think that that's huge too, because you have to be receptive of that. And if you're not, again, you suck. That's all.
Yeah. I mean, like, I think a big one comes with training intensity or training setup. Like if people can feel so like, oh, my coach is being mean to me, or like, I feel like I'm doing a good job, but your coach is like, hey, this can be better. Like, ask yourself honestly, like, if you could be better, wouldn't you want someone to be honest with you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not paying Austin, like, you know, almost $400 a month to tell me that I'm doing a good job if I'm not doing a good job. Like, I'm not saying you need to be like, hey, you're a fucking piece of shit. But if your coach is giving you constructive feedback, like, they care enough to review your videos or review your programming as a whole to give you honest criticism to help you to be better, whether you are Gen Pop or a competitor, right? Like, that is so powerful, because how many times do coaches just be like, oh, good job, no changes, and you're not doing a good job, or you need changes? Like, accept criticism, be humble, oh my God. Like, you know what, I have room to grow, and that's beautiful. We all have room to grow. I have room to grow, you have room to grow. Fucking Uma, my cat, that's like, I don't even know, loafing on my hand right now, she has room to grow.
Like training, I just like can't figure it out with some of these movements, and Mark's like, I don't know what the fuck is going on, so like, can we just do this in person, because like you're not getting my feedback through video whatsoever, or like voice memos. And I was like, great. I was like,
like,
I'm trying.
How cool is it for your coach to be like, listen, like we're having a disconnect here, let's try something else, because he could just be like, you know what, I can't figure it out, you fucking suck, goodbye.
Yeah. And like me just being like, oh my God, like he thinks I'm terrible at training, I'm not gonna send videos anymore. It's like, nope, yeah. I guess I'm going in person, and I'm gonna die, but that's fine.
Yeah. I mean, like your coach's ability to provide feedback is so important. And like, coaches miss the mark too. Like, they might be giving you the incorrect cue. So it's like, I'll try to say things in a different way. I'll send different videos, because like, there are people that know more than me that even I can learn from when it comes to giving cues for exercises, because what works for me might not work for Ash, might not work for you listening. So it's just like having an open mind and not getting so discouraged and so impatient to like be perfect at things. Like, give yourself the room and the space to grow.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Cool. What do you got going on this week?
Dude, I work every day. And then this weekend I have my brother's baby shower.
How fun.
For my little nephew that's coming in. I think I actually wouldn't pull up my calendar. That's it. That's all I got, is a baby shower and fucking working and staying alive. Literally. What about you?
I have a mentorship meeting with Austin. Eric and I are gonna have some dates. We are probably gonna go do some crafts this weekend. I found another toilet paper craft.
That's fun.
Yeah, so we're gonna make pumpkins because you can take a little toilet paper roll and you can take, like, I don't know, like a box of Wheaties. We don't have Wheaties, but we'll figure it out. Where it's like you cut it into strips and like hot glue it to make it like a little pumpkin. Oh. You can like paint it.
That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So crafts. And we're also gonna train and we're gonna be thankful that we can move our body. We're gonna be thankful that our injury is healing. We're gonna be thankful that we get to do what we love to do and check in with our awesome athletes and provide feedback and get better.
Wow, a lot of gratitude. I love that.
Dude, I've been like an ungrateful bitch lately. And I was like, this has got to go. You got to change. And it's like, even me, it's like, I have areas I can grow and improve on. And although I'm consistent as fuck with my training, my nutrition, my sleep, whatever, it is the mindset for me that I'm the most inconsistent in. And I own that. And so that is where I put a lot of my time into reading and challenging my thoughts and having good open communication with Eric about like what I'm telling myself and the lies that I tell myself and choosing to either believe them as truth or to actually provide evidence of whatever my mind is telling me and challenging it or being like, hey, I'm having a bad thought. Is it true? Yes or no? No, but it makes me feel a certain way. Yeah, that sucks. Emotions pass. And like I said, I have like, I swear to God, like 10 books on anxiety, mindset, leadership that I want to get better on. I want to get better for myself. I want to get better for my clients. I want to get better for my husband. I want to get better for you. Like there are so many people that depend on me, but I first depend on me. And right now me's being a meanie to me. So I got to fucking hit that shit in the butt.
You're being a weenie. Yeah.
Literally, literally. I'm being a weenie.
A wiener.
Yeah. That's but also fun stuff. Today. I want to get my nipples pierced.
Do it.
I think I'm going to do it. Talking to Eric about it. So we're going to allocate some funds to go make that happen. So we'll see.
Dude, I think you should do it like this weekend.
I would do it. But Eric's like, we just had a big credit card bill from traveling last month, which we did. So I got to be smart financially too, because financial wellness is also part of the stress equation. But yeah, like there's part of me that wants to pull like a fucking, shit, what's that movie? Fucking Parent Trap and just like in the cabin, just like ice my nips and just do it myself. But like, I'm not that hardcore. I don't mind,
you know, I think if you did it yourself, you wouldn't have follow through to do the second one.
I would just have like a Captain Hook, like eye patch one. And
you'd be like, I tapped out after the first one. The second one, still though.
Just have like a one eye.
Yeah, honestly.
Awesome. Well, I think we'll leave there. Peace.
We'll leave it. Adios.